Okay, next speaker is Stephen Fenimore. He's going to be talking about robotic leaders.
Okay, what I'm going to talk about is impact. We all want to have a positive impact on our program, otherwise we wouldn't be here. So what I'm going to talk about here is technology that makes a positive impact a lot more possible than herbicides. I work on crops like lettuce and spinach, and you can imagine that Syngenta and Bayer just would love to develop a new herbicide for that and incur all the difficulties. I have gotten very used to hearing no for an answer. So robotic weeders are better than what? What? They're better than developing. There's a higher probability of developing a robotic weeder than successfully finding a vegetable herbicide. So the premise, so we have to have a premise so we can make a logical argument. The development of weeding robots equipped with physical weed control tools will succeed more often than efforts to develop vegetable herbicides. Let's talk about money. It costs a lot of money to develop a new herbicide from scratch. There's nobody at this meeting that works on the crops that'll pay that $300 million bill. These, of course, are developed by for-profit companies, as are the robotic automated weeders that I'm talking about. But the thing is, they're a lot cheaper to develop. That 12 million number comes from Frank Poulsen in Denmark and Leonard Mole in the Netherlands. So that's a real number. They told me that because they both have done it. So weed control costs in lettuce in California. Our labor costs are continuing to increase, and there are a lot more money spent on lettuce weed control at the hand weeding level than any other input. Cultivation is very important, but it's quite a bit cheaper. And our main lettuce herbicide is Curb Pronamide, and that is less than a third of the cost. So that's why we're worried about hand weeding, and it is an important input in a lot of our crops. Notice the second from the bottom, strawberry, that's not a typo, that's over $1,600, and it's probably close to $2,000 now because of the recent changes. And so between 5 and say almost 17% of our cost in vegetable production is hand weeding. So it's a lot of money, and there is a lot of hand weeding still going on. It is simply not sustainable in the long term. Cultivation works really well in California and in Arizona, where you have control over the soil moisture for half the year. In Arizona, you have control of it for a lot longer. So cultivation works well, but that's a traditional cultivator. It does not weed in the row. So robotic weeders have detection systems. You have to know where they are, you know, if they're going to protect the crop and get the weeds. There are two styles. There's tractor mounted, and then there's self-propelled, and then there's truly autonomous, which don't have a driver on board. So I'll talk a little bit about the impact on the hand weeding. And so far, these products are not replacing replacing herbicides. Growers go, why would I drop that? So here's what a two-dimensional weeder like the RoboVator does. It finds the vector of the row, so it sees that, and then it starts seeing the plants. And so it gets a two-dimensional image. So the RoboVator is on the left. The Stika T is in lower left. The RoboVator is in the upper left. Those are commercially available. The RoboVator, probably about two dozen of them in operation in California and Arizona. The machines are moved around, and they're active most of the year. The Stika T from the Netherlands is also commercially available. Sutton Ag is selling it in California and Arizona, maybe elsewhere in the country. What's new and very impressive is the FarmWise robot, the orange one on the upper right. And then a newcomer, which we've seen a lot of this year, is NIO. That's the Dino machine, which is an autonomous. Both of those on the right are autonomous. And then the Garford machine, which has been around the longest, this is from the United Kingdom, it's basically got a rotating cultivator. There's one of these units in operation in Santa Maria, California, that's been in the field for over 9 years. So these things are not some flimsy device that falls apart. So this is a close-up of the Robovator. It's got a camera. It's for the detection. It's got a computer to integrate the information. That wheel behind there basically tells the machine where it is because it needs to know when to open and close the knives. But on the right, you'll see a vegetable, leafy green there, that's been weeded around by the Robovator. That's what it does. It looks a lot like what a hoe hand would do. So impact, you got to do something. We're not flying over the field. We're killing weeds, folks. So we're reducing improving the weed control, 20, 30, 40%. We're reducing the hand weeding time. That's money. Okay, machines are expensive. This is a process. This is not a finished process, but they do cost. So right now, operating costs for hand weeding and lettuce around $161. That's for one pass through the field, 1 acre. So the total operating cost for the Stick-A-Tee, about $318. The Robovator, about $372. $380 for the Garford machine. These are commercially available right now. You can buy one tomorrow if you want. 1 minute. So, they're relatively expensive, but it's a process. I believe they're going to be cheaper. Cell phones, there's a whole lot of examples of things that are becoming cheaper as they become more developed. So, we have to do this. We have no choice. We don't have the labor, and we certainly don't have the political administration that's going to deal with the labor situation anytime soon. And machines are easier to adapt. So I look forward to talking with you at the end.